Simon Tovkuf Pehe. I'd like to start again from Siv Beis. We did start it. I'd like to go over Siv Beis again a little bit because it's quite a lot of halachas. Siv Beis. Okay, the Siv Aleph was that you need to stand for the tkiyas. But it doesn't matter. But one should stand for the tkiyas, and the tkiyas should be done by the bima schus ha-toyre. Siv Beis. Koidem sheiska. Before the tkiyas shofar, yivorech lishma kol shofar. A bracha has to be made, like before any birkas hamitzvah, before any mitzvah that we fulfill, we make a bracha. And we say the bracha of Litzka Lishmoya Kol Shofar. Ve'evach Shechionu, and he also adds the bracha of Shechionu. Now, yeah, I'm going to stop over here, just for Siv Katan Dalad in Mishneh Berurah. What is very striking about the bracha that we make of Lishmoya Kol Shofar? Which literally means lishma, to hear the voice of the shofar. What is very striking about that? Pardon? Al. That the wording al. Yeah, you're getting very close.
The guy who's doing it.
Good. That's okay. Very good. That's the point. The point is that the mitzvah is not the blowing of the shofar. The mitzvah is not the blowing of the shofar. The mitzvah is the hearing of the shofar. It's the hearing of the shofar which is the mitzvah. Now, how do you achieve that? By blowing the shofar. But the mitzvah is actually the hearing of it. It could be argued, and it's a whole discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim, it's based on the Gemara. That could be argued that the one who blows the shofar is actually only yotze the mitzvah because he's hearing it. The blowing is probably not even an. We're going to get to that. To blow the shofar. It's not depending on its blowing. The mitzvah is to hear the shofar. Imagine somebody blows the shofar, but he's blocking his ears with. He forgot to take off his earplugs. And he's not hearing what he's doing. He's not yotze, because the mitzvah is not the blowing. The mitzvah is the hearing of the tkiyas. Lo yotze, k'mon shenis babasim, tovkuf, peizayin, and sham. V'lo yoyima bekoil, you shouldn't say bekoil shofar, you should say rather, lishma koil shofar, because the mashma lasus ritzone, because bekoil shofar means the voice of Hashem's mitzvahs, as it were, the doing of Hashem's wish, as opposed to koil, which means literally a physical voice. However, if you said the wrong wording, or if you said something like that, or lishmer bekol shofar, but you have yoytz with all that. But this is a very important Mishneh Berurah over here, because that is really goes to the bottom of the whole mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah, which is not the blowing, but it's the hearing of the tkiyas. Ve'im not la shofar be'emtza tkiyas. What happens if somebody took away the shofar in the middle of the tkiyas, and another shofar was brought, and you don't make another bracha? So we're going to get to more halachos. Imagine you're trying to blow the shofar and it's not going. He made a bracha and it's just not going. Have you ever witnessed such a thing? It's just simply not going. Simply not going.
Because of the person or because of the shofar?
It could be either. Yeah. So what happens is that he's trying, and it's not working. So do you make a new bracha? Do you make a new shofar is being brought? Do you make a new bracha or not? No. So the Mishneh Berurah is teaching us. We're going to get to more details of that. It depends if he has made any tkiyah. Does any tkiyahs work or not? If some tkiyahs has worked, then the bracha were chal already, and you don't make a new bracha. But if he has absolutely not made a sound, then actually a new bracha should be made. Provided that the shofar wasn't in front of him. If the second shofar was in front of him on the bima, then actually the bracha worked on both shofars, and then he wouldn't make a new bracha. But if he didn't make a sound, and there was no shofar on the bima, then he should make a new bracha. Now, I'll tell you what, this is actually an important halacha, because what happens if, say, a lady, I'm not going to speak specifically of my wife, a lady comes late for the women's tkiyas. Yeah, so there's an afternoon, there's tkiyas again for the ladies, yeah? Okay, and children. And imagine she comes late. That's an interesting shaila. Okay, what should she do? She comes, she just makes it. She just makes it on time for the actual tkiyas and not for the brochas. What should she just miss the brocha or brochos? What should she do? It's really, really, no, yeah. I don't know about your wives, but...
She's able to say the bracha herself.
She is able, so you're saying that's what she should?
If she's able to.
She should, if she's able to, she should. What do you think?
Halachically, she doesn't even hear the Shabbat. She knows the rice level.
She doesn't, right? You're right. It's a very good. You're saying it's a rishos. So why should she... Yeah?
Why do you need the bracha at all? It's not part of the mitzvah. You don't see a mitzvah at bracha.
Yeah.
So why so?
So she doesn't need to make.
Why would she need to make it?
Yeah.
As long as he's the shofar, the mitzvah's...
Yeah.
Would presume.
Yeah? You're saying that the bracha is not really part, not intrinsic part of the mitzvah. Therefore, if she misses it, she misses it. Doesn't matter. Yeah? Okay, so you're saying that... you're saying... Okay. Never made a bracha. Okay. I would like to see now the Ramah, and then Tzivkot and Hay, and then we're going to revisit that question. Says the Ramah, Ve'ein chilek beni mivorech le'atzmoy... A person has to make both brachas, whether he makes a bracha for himself, or if he's yotze already, and he's making a bracha to be moitzi others, a Baal Tekeh should make both brachas, the both brachas that both mentioned brachas. That means that if you're a Baal Tekeh and you're coming in again to make the second tkias for the women, then you should make both. Women is not really true. I'm not women. But you can make more brachas. So let's say you're going into somebody who's a chola, you're blowing in for somebody who's in hospital. You can make both brachas, although you have heard the brach, you made the tkiyas already. Sef Katan Hey, Oishe Kvar Yotza, says the Mishneh Bura. Ho achroinim helu, de boifen ze, she kvar yotza tekiya be'atzmoy, toiv yoysa, it's better. If he has listened to the tkiyas, top line. I don't know, that's addition is better. If he has heard the tkiyas already, toiv yoysa shevoch Hashem be'atzmon shtei brachas. If somebody is in hospital, it's better that he should make the brachas himself. Because the person is blowing, he has done the brachas already. He has done the mitzvah already. Elam ken enim yodim revoch latzmon, unless they can't make the bracha themselves. Oz yevoch b'shvina lohitz. Then the person who is doing the mitzvah can make both. But the minig is definitely not like that. The minig is so the minig says the Mishneh Berurah. Let's get that clear. The Mishneh Berurah says the minig is that whoever blows the shofar, even if he has been yotze the mitzvah already, and he's going to blow a second time round, for he's going to hospital or he's going to a person's house, he should blow himself again both brachas. Although he has done the mitzvah already, and he has blown, he has done the mitzvah. Nevertheless, he's going to make the brachas. Right. Okay. And then continues the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Istapek Loi Im Shoma Kol Shofar Or Not Lulav Biyom Rishon Shum Natoy. What happens if somebody's not sure he's been Yotze? It's a new point altogether. What happens if the person is not sure he heard the Tkiyas Shofar properly? On the first day, which is Minat Torah, to kiav enim vach, he should blow again. Second day, if you're not sure you heard the tkiyas, you won't believe it. But the Mishneh Berurah says, if you're not sure you heard the tkiyas, you're not sure. Was I there? Was I not there? Did I oversleep? Did I oversleep? I'm not sure I heard the tkiyas. You don't have to listen to tkiyas again. First day is Minat Torah, Sofik Deraas Elchuma. Second day is the Rabbanon, Sofik Deraabon Lekul. You won't have to. Okay. Just with regards to the halacha over here that he says that a person who's blowing again should make the brachas again. There's one point of it which is not really mentioned, but it's a really important point. He says that, again, a person who is going to hospital is blowing tkiyas. He says over here the minhag is that he can make the brachas and he blows for others. What happens if he's for ladies? He's doing tkiyas shofar for ladies. What happens then? Can he also make the brachas or not? What is the halacha? Very good. They're not really. That's right. So what you're saying is quite right. There is a rule. This is actually Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Yotza Motzi. Whenever it comes to Birkas HaMitzvah, a person who is Yotza, he can be Motzi, or he can make a bracha for others again. Why? Because of Arvus. If you haven't done the mitzvah yet, then I can still make a bracha, because we are Arevim, we are brothers. And if you, I'm still lacking in my mitzvah as long as you haven't done the mitzvah yet. I'm lacking. Therefore, I can make a bracha. But that's only true if there's an obligation there. If women, as you're saying, there is no full obligation there, we don't say Yotza Moitzi. And therefore, since they don't have an obligation, men won't be able to make a bracha for ladies. And therefore, with regards to Birkas HaMitzvahs, over here, in this part, particular example over here, a man won't be able to make the two brachas for ladies, and ladies have to make the brach. They have to sort out. They have to make the brach themselves. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that's really the halacha. We'll discuss this more later. Pardon. A man or a lady? Oh, a lady. Oh, so the halacha is as follows. Going back to that shaila, what happens if a lady comes late and she misses the brach? So you're quite right that be'etzem it's not ma'akev. A brach is not really ma'akev. But if she fails to hear the bracha altogether, it's actually b'diavad, it's okay. However, if she can't still make it on time and say the bracha herself before the tkiyas start, she should do so. She can. Why not? No, nothing wrong with it. She can. However, if she's going to start making the brachas and she's going to miss because of that, even a split second of the tkiyas, she shouldn't do it. Because the tkiyas are ma'akif. Even the beginning of the tkiyas is ma'akif. Okay, that's the halach over here. Okay. Okay, second line. Okay, now comes the actual tkiyas. What tkiyas that needs to be done? V'yis kai shublo tashrat, which means tkiyas shvorim tru'a, tkiyas gimel pa'omim, three times, v'tashrat gimel pa'omim, v'tarat gimel pa'omim. These are halachos will be discussed later exactly why dafka they say them. V'toiv litkoye b'tzad yamin. And rather, a person should lechatchil a blow with the right hand side of his mouth, im efshel litkoye b'kach, if he's able to do so. V'chein, similarly, Yafech HaShefa Lemalo should hold the Shefa a little bit higher up. Shenema Olo Elohim Betua, and says in the Pasuk, Olo was lifted, Elohim Betua, Hashem was lifted with the blowings of the Shefa, and therefore you lift up the Shefa a little bit. Now, what about a left-handed person? Who blows the Shefa in your minion? Is he left-handed?
No.
No, anybody left-handed? Have you ever, what happens if a person is left-handed? So we're saying you should, the Shefa has to be blown with the right, on the right side of, does that, what happens if he's left-handed? Does he blow with it on the left side of his mouth? Like tefillin. Very interesting. You are pointing. What you are saying is mamash shayat tzion. What you are saying is mamash mishnah berurah vorot shayat tzion. We'll get to that in a minute. What do you say? Left-handed person, left side of his mouth or not? You're saying that tefillin. So tefillin, lefty, is going to put on his. Yeah. The truth is, I have a friend of mine, a chesidish friend, who's a son of a rebbe. And he claims he's a Sofek left-handed, Sofek right-handed. What is it? So I'll tell you, more than that. So he, although he's a Sofek, he's got that. So he, from when he was bar mitzvah, he was machmir, that he put on tefillin on both hands. Because he's Sofek right, Sofek left. So he got himself a second pair of tefillin, he put it as a first right. But now, the truth is, because he's a Rebbe Shekind, so there are two tefillins, yeah, one for right hand, one for left hand, and he changes it. But because he's chassidish, and he's a bit rebbish, he's a son of a rebbe, he also puts on Rabbeinu Tam, and we know chassidim put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. But because he's so, now he's got the same suffix. So although Rabbeinu Tam is a chumra, but he's a rebbish kin, so he's going to be very makbit. So he has got Rabbeinu Tam tefillin for right and for left. So he has four. You can't. That's a shayla of Baltosif. You can't. I put them in simultaneously. Yes. That you can't. You can't. No, no, no. So he spends a lot of time every day. He's got the first part. He has for one. He has for shach for the most until Asher. He has until the second Asher. But Asher it changes.
But is it Baltosif for an ambidextrous person to wear right hand and left hand
rashi? No, because it's a sofeg. When it comes to a sofeg, we're generally makel. There is some exceptions, but generally, when it comes to a sofeg of a mitzvah, there's no baltosif.
Oh, so because my uncle Rusha does that. He's ambidextrous. He has his right hand and left hand at the same time.
Right. It's very interesting. Yeah, yeah. It's very interesting because that actually reminds me of my grandmother. Olei Hashalom. My grandmother said something really interesting. My grandmother lived in Hungary, and she was from a very wealthy house. from a very, it sounded like a very choshva, wealthy family, very prestigious. And now, and my grandmother said that it was very not proper to be left-handed in the 1910s in Hungary. Don't ask me why. It was not.
French for left is
awkward. Right. Okay. So it was not proper to
write. It's very ingrained in that culture.
Yeah. Right. So it was like not proper to write. So she, although she was really left-handed, she was trained to write with the right hand. So she did everything. I remember that clearly. She did everything with the left hand besides writing. Writing, she was drained. She had no choice. She was forced to write with the right hand because it was not proper to write with the left hand. So she, her whole life, she wrote with the right hand, but she did everything else with the left. Pardon? But it wasn't very neat with the left because she wasn't really trained with it. But she, everything else was the left hand. Anyway, so that would have been a shaila with regards to tefillin with her, but it would have been a shaila with tefillin. Yeah. Okay, so that's over here with regards to the tzad yamin. Sifkot and Zayin explains why we are makbid on tzad yamin, and that's going to be enough commitment for a left-handed person. Tzad yamin says in Mishneh Berurah in third line, Shel piv, the right side of his mouth, mishum deksiv, because the pasuk says, v'asoton oimid alemino lesitnoi. The sotan is on the right side, lesitnoi. The sotan is on the right side to be mekatrek, to accuse the Eden, on the right hand side. And that's why we blow with the right hand, the right side of the mouth. According to this reasoning, a left handed person blows with the right or with the left side of his mouth? Pardon?
Same,
makes no difference. Right hand and left hand makes no difference. You're going to blow on the right hand side. In Chayat Tzians, if Kotn Yudches, Mishneh Berurah is not so sure. And he says that it depends on the reasons. And he says he brings various opinions. And Lemaskone is not very decisive. But he looks like from the Mishneh Berurah, the way Paskins, that a right hand, that a left. Lefty should also blow with the right hand side, because that's the reason he brings in Sifkot and Vav Mishneh Berurah. Okay. Right, but yeah, but it's not Ma'akev. Over here, there is one of the, I think it's the only place, I'm not a Boki Mishneh Berurah, but I think it's the only place over here in the Mishneh Berurah quotes Remei Simcha, the Ursamech, from Dvinsk. The Ursamech in Dvinsk. I think it's the only place that in Bialocha that Remei Simcha is being quoted. Mamash on this. And I heard once that the reason why he quoted Remei Simcha, because he doesn't generally quote Remei Simcha. You know, have you heard of Remei Simcha, the Ursamech? Yeah. He was. And he quotes him over in, and it's very, and I heard once that the reason was, I can't know for sure, but I heard once that the Chofetz Chaim once said something which he in his tzidkes felt it was a little bit not respectful to Remei Simcha. I mean, for any of us, that's like more normal lingo type of thing, but he said something which he felt after his retrospective, that I wasn't very respectful what I said about the Ursamech. And therefore, in order to sort this out, to the tshuva about something which was on this very high madrigal of the Chofetz Chaim, he made the point of Tafka putting in the Remei Simcha in the Chofetz Chaim. And he's now eternalized in the Chofetz Chaim, or in this Bialoch over here. And it brings a smach with it, because it's not the derech of the Mishneh Berurah to bring achroinim. Okay. Now, continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Gimel. Im Yischal Iskoya, if he started to blow, v'lo yochal ashlim, and he can't finish off. He started to blow the shofar and he's running out of koiches. Yashleim acher. Another person should take over and blow the shofar. Even three or four people. Nobody's managing. Keep going. The next on the list. Third, the fourth. It's sufficient. The first bracha that was made by the initial person, that is sufficient. That's fine. That is as long as the other people should have been present during the bracha, when the first one made the bracha, even if he made the bracha and he wasn't able to blow at all, hasheni tekeh beloy bracha, the second one should blow without the bracha. V'lo yav bracha latol, it's not considered bracha latol. In other words, if they were there, you don't make another bracha. They just take over, and they don't make their own bracha. They don't make their own bracha. They just rely on the first bracha of the first bal tekeh. Save dalit. Somebody else blows the shofar, not the shliach tzibu. The bal tekeah should not be the chazan. Yeah, is that generally the case? The chazan is not meant to be the bal tekeah. Yeah, is that universally accepted? Yeah? Kedei shlo yisbalbel, why not? Why is he not meant to be the same? The bal tekeah, the one blowing the shofar, and the chazan should not be the same person, because he's going to get very confused. If he's sure he's not going to get mixed up, Your shayla is quite kind. It's just a practical thing that we don't want people to get. If we don't want the Baal Tekiah to get all mixed up, if he's sure that he's not going to get mixed up, he can blow and daven for the Amud without a problem. He's allowed to do that. Hagos says the Ramav veidafke betkir shall say the ratfila also the shliach tzibur litkiah. This is only with regards to the tkiyas that are during Shmoyne Esra, aval tkiyas toikim Yushev, but the initial tkiyas that we do, that are called tkiyas the Yushev, that we do the first tkiyas before Musaf, but there's no reason why the chazan can blow and it's not a problem at all. He's not going to get confused. He's not davening yet. Continues the Ramah, and that's the general point. V'mein shliach tzibur tkiyam Yushev, if the shliach tzibur if he can, roi she'oisei ha'tekeh yitke gam ken al tzedra brochus. Ki ha'maschel b'mitzvah oimum lo'i gemoyah. Says the Ramah, if possible at all, you should have the same Baal Tekeh for all the tkiyas. Why? Ha'maschel b'mitzvah, the one who starts the mitzvah, oimrim lo'i, we sell to him gemoyah, finish the mitzvah. Now, I'm asking you, is that the minhag everywhere? Why don't we have that here? Hamaschel b'mitzvah, oimrim lo'i gemoyah. The one who starts the mitzvah should finish. Does every shul follow the Ramah? Not necessarily.
We used to,
yeah. Last few. Yeah, so, but that's, how about, yeah, is that, what about, yeah, in your shul, is that done? The same Baal Tekeh does all the tkiyas. So the Ramah said that's a very good thing. It's proper. Is it a problem if it's not done like this? Is it a problem if there is a voltika? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Zayin, Oymru lo yigmoy. Uve mekoyme shenoago lechalek velosis atkiyas demiyushev leechod v'dimud leacher. In places that it's split, you have the first kiyas done by Mr. 1 and the second set of kiyas done by Mr. B. Oy lechalek gamas dorim alches leechod v'zichonis leacher. Or alternatively, that's split even more. Zichonis, shofres, pardon? Zichoynes, shofres, etc. If you can split it even more, yasukem in hagam, they can stick to their minik. Ki Israel kedoshim heim. A very interesting nusach in the Mishnah Berurah. The Jews are holy. Umechavim mitzvah. They love the mitzvahs. So what does that mean? The Yidden love the mitzvahs.
They all
want to
do it.
They all want to do it. Yeah, that's what it means. They all want to do it. They all want to do it. Really, I'm asked the mitzvah in gemoyah. But since,
how can you say?
How can you?
Everyone can be a Baal Tekeh.
Everyone can be a Chazan. Is everybody able to do that? Yeah.
No.
So no, you're right. So it just means, obviously, what it means is that the ones who are doing it and they are capable of doing it, we're not going to force on just one of them to do it. Few people are doing parts of the mitzvah, so we let them off. If they can do it, we let them off. But ideally,
it's better that one person does.
That's what the Ramah says. The truth is, there is a duke over here that the Achronim say. That it sounds like, what do you think? Is this Alechat Chilo B'diavet?
Mishnah Berurah sounds a bit
Alechat
Chilo. I was wondering, you see, the Yasuka Minhag on, they should do according to whatever their Minhag is. And it almost seems like he's happy and he's not that
B'diavet.
No,
what do you think? B'diavet, what's your. Where are you coming from? Where are you Madaik? What are you coming from? From the Ramah, from the Mishnah Berurah? Where are you coming from? Yeah. Well, I just want to point something out. If you look at the words of the Ramah, he says, Roi. Ve'iman shlach tzibur tekeh miyushev. Roi. Roi means literally, it is proper. It is proper. The one who blows the beginning should blow at the end. What does that imply? What do you think?
If you do otherwise, it's not proper. So
it might not be on the level of B'diavet. The B'diavet, halachically, is quite a strict statement. And the only Yoitz of B'diavet. It doesn't sound like it's so powerful. It sounds like it's proper. If not, as we say in Yiddish, nisht is nisht type of thing. You know, if it's ideally yes, if you can't do it, you can't do it. I have a shtickle over here. I'm just going to put it as a footnote. I'm going to finish off with that. What we say, hamaschel b'mitzvah oimum lo'i gemoyah. And this concept is a concept we find in Gemara. And somebody who starts the mitzvah, he should complete it. Now, I want to ask you a question over here. What is the mitzvah over here?
Not the whole 100.
Yeah, true. True, but that's not, yeah, that's not what I was going to, but yeah, but you're right. What is the mitzvah over here? Yeah, you're right, Rabbi Yossel, that we say a maskal the mitzvah, we could also say it on a chumra ba'ana, which the fact that we only do, that we do 100, is just a minik, basically. And that we can say a maskal the mitzvah also with regards to a minik. Yeah. Exactly. That was my point. That was my horror. That's mamash the point. That the mitzvah has been introduced initially. We introduced the shir. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet explains that the mitzvah is actually not the blowing of the shofar. The mitzvah is actually the hearing of the shofar. So what does it mean of Yamaschad or mitzvah? You start the mitzvah. We tell you to finish. Which mitzvah?
But he's doing the mitzvah to allow everyone to hear it.
Well, that's all he's doing. He's just enabling others to hear. So he's actually, I'll tell you that the point, it sounds like from the Rishonim in Rosh Hashanah, it sounds like that he's actually yotze the mitzvah from hearing the shofar that he's blowing. So he's got not much more. He's just enabling. He's just a technical part that he's enabling others to hear it and himself to hear it. But he's, as I said, if he would block his ears with earplugs, he wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah. He's just enabling all the, it's just the shmir that is the mitzvah. That's what we make the bracha, lishmir, kol shofar. So it's a bit interesting that we're using the nusach of amaschal b'mitzvah, umloy gemoy. You're not doing much more mitzvah than anybody else over here. But the answer is obviously going to be that, probably that's the answer going to be that,
if one person in the room is able to blow, then the others couldn't be able to get their mitzvah.
Does he have, therefore, more mitzvah?
Of course.
Does he have more mitzvah?
So it's the
chesed element of it. Yeah, but halachically, I'm asking halachically, well, what?
It's almost like a hechsher mitzvah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I'm thinking like a sukkah. Somebody builds a sukkah. It's not a mitzvah, but you're enabling other people to
fulfill the mitzvah, yeah.
Granted, it's not at the same time that it's happening, but it's the same idea. They're in the mitzvah ready, they're doing something, fulfill the mitzvah.
But I saw in this Gemara Chiddush, to me it was a bit of a Chiddush. Yeah. That we say a maschal b'mitzvah from Gemara, also with regards to something which is not the very mitzvah, but just you calling it a hechsher mitzvah or enabling others to the mitzvah. And I thought it was quite a chiddush in this Gemara. We'll finish over here.